Mr. Undersecretary, General, Dr. Kanem, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. We speak for the women of Afghanistan. As we define and implement our collective humanitarian response, we must, through our actions, show that we stand in solidarity with Afghan women. How we handle the humanitarian response today will also shape the future trajectory of women and their human rights in Afghanistan. We ask the international community to ensure that women and their human rights and gender equality is placed at the center of an effective humanitarian response. To do this, we ask for 5 concrete actions. First, to ensure neutral and impartial humanitarian delivery that reaches women, men, girls, and boys, making every effort to avoid an approach to delivery of assistance which does not allow for women to fully participate as humanitarian workers. Gender norms, we know, prevent women from getting aid from men. So simply put, if we exclude women as humanitarian workers, we also may exclude them from actually getting aid. We applaud the emergency relief coordinator's insistence on inclusion of women in his meeting with the Taliban on the 5th of September. Second, we ask that the humanitarian needs of women and girls be put at the heart of humanitarian response, ensuring services and support for women facing gender-based violence and access to healthcare services, including sexual and reproductive healthcare. Third, we ask that our actions show clearly that we oppose all violence against women, recognizing that its incidence and increase mark a clear escalation in disregard for women's human rights. We have noted with alarm the recent publicly sanctioned violence with women being whipped and openly beaten for exercising their right to protest. Fourth, we want to continue to push, and we ask the community to push for women's representation and leadership to achieve protection, reinstatement, and elevation of women leaders in support of the Taliban's stated goal of building an inclusive, strong, and prosperous society. And finally, Excellencies, we ask that we hold, as an international community, the Taliban to account for the statements that they have made about protecting women's rights, including through tracking women and girls' opportunities to work, access to education, including higher education, access to healthcare, and the opportunity to play a leading role in their communities, including in the humanitarian response. Of the 14 protection centers that UN Women runs in Afghanistan, only 2 are operating today. We ask that normal operations be allowed to recommence. UN Women urges all participants at this conference to demonstrate that we, as an international community, collectively deserve the world's trust as bold, proud, and unambiguous defenders of women's rights. We firmly believe that an inclusive humanitarian response will contribute towards a better future for the people of Afghanistan. Thank you.